Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask you to turn your Bibles to Philippians chapter 2. We got a little reading here. Like we already going to second service, so we have a second service. My God, the Holy Ghost is flowing through here today. Amen. Yes. Amen. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 and 10. Amen. Amen. Yes. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also had highly exalted him. Amen. But just think about, before he was highly exalted, he became obedient unto the Lord all the way until the death of the cross. Wherefore God also have highly exalted him and have given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. I'm going to ask you to turn to the book of Romans. I was saying earlier, it's because the price to pay to be anointed. Amen. Can't walk around talking about I'm anointed and shama. You got to have some power. You let God work through you. Amen. Amen. The devil don't care about you talking about shama. He don't know if you can back up what you say. Amen. Amen. And when you live for the Lord, you can back up what you say, because God's giving you that authority. Amen. It's something about you and God have that connection. You know that, Lord God, you are abiding in him. His word is abiding in you. And you know what you can ask, what you will, and you know it shall be done. Amen. Because you have confidence when you're walking in his will. Romans 14 and verse 5. One man esteemed one day above another, and another esteemed every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. And our last scripture is still in Romans. We want to ask you to turn to the 8th chapter of Romans. In chapter 35. Verse 35. Amen. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Verse 36. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, or no, in all these things we are more than conquerors. It don't matter what you go through, what come against you, when you abiding in the Lord, God said you are more than a conqueror through him that love us. For I am persuaded. Can somebody say persuaded? Your persuasion has to come from God. It can't come from you every now and then. You got to be fully persuaded. I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of Christ. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. We're going to talk about today being fully persuaded. Amen. Being fully persuaded. Amen. And you just don't wake up one morning and say, I'm fully persuaded. Amen. Amen. You know that you're saved, but glory to God, sometimes you're not persuaded. Amen. You can be saved but not be persuaded. Or you can be persuaded one day and not persuaded the next day. Amen. And persuaded means I'm fully convinced. In other words, I stand firmly on truth. Amen. I'm fully convinced about this thing right here. I'm fully convinced, in other words. And I mean, you have to pray it through sometime. Sometimes we are crying out to the Lord. The Bible said we don't know how to pray as we ought to, but the Spirit make intercession for us with groanings that we can't even express. Amen. With groanings of us we can't even express. And the Spirit will pray through you. Sometimes you got stuff on your heart. Sometimes I got things on my heart that you just don't know what to do with. But when you begin to pray, you keep praying. It look like you just can't seem to get all the way through, but you keep on praying because you're trying to birth that thing out of you or birth something in you. Amen. You will be trying to be fully convinced that I am walking with the Lord. Amen. I was walking with the Lord that day, that month, that year. Amen. I went through this and went through that. But here come another road. Glory to God. And I got to start on. I got to keep on being persuaded. Amen. Amen. The Bible said, he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. You have to endure to your end, whatever your end is. Everybody's end is not the same date, time. Amen. God got a time and date when it's your end. Amen. Amen. Your date is when that God said that's it. It's time for you to come on in. That's the end of your day. Amen. You got to be persuaded into your end. Amen. Amen. And it says, let this mind be within you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And Lord saying, let my mind, let it be within you. If anybody needed the mind of Christ, we sure need it today. Amen. We need the mind of, Christ is peaceful. It's joy. It's calm. No matter what you're going through, you live stress-free when you let his mind. He said, let. He give you the ability. When he tell you to let something, that means to allow it to happen. Amen. Let means allow it. It's not going to just happen because the word say it happened. You got to let it happen. You got to allow God to let your mind, his mind be in you. He's not going to twist you, your hand, and say, didn't I tell you, let me know? It's up to you. It's a choice. Amen. You can take the word, you can take the stress, you can take all that stuff, or you can take the mind of Christ and say, I choose to think like God want me to think. I choose to believe like God want me to believe. The devil's, all this stuff, odds is against me, but I choose to believe what God say. That means you're taking his mind. Somebody give God the praise. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, Jesus Christ was in the form of God because he was the Son of God, being in the form of God, but he said, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. He wasn't just saying that, you know, this because, you know, like I'm just, you know, I'm just as equal to you, even though they're one. That's the Son of God. He wasn't trying to just, you know, he didn't make of himself no reputation like I'm above the Almighty, I'm above God. I'm, you know, God's given us a privilege. We're not God. Because he said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. That don't mean we are gods. He given us a privilege. That's an honor for the Lord to give you his mind if you want to take it. Yeah. That's an honor for God to give me his mind if I want to take it. Yeah. It's up to you to take it. Yeah. You can take that or the stress. You can take that or the doubt or the trouble. Sure. Amen. You can take one or the other. Amen. Who in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant. That's what God wants us to do. Take upon ourselves a form of a servant. Humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God that he would raise us up in due time. Humble yourself up under who God put you up under. Submit your will unto God and say, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. Lord, I really want this over here, and I really want it right now. I don't want to wait for it, but Lord, I humble myself if you tell me to wait. Whatever you say, Lord, that's what I'm going to do. Amen? God says, spend some time before me in prayer. Lord, that's what I'm going to do. I want to go over here with my friend, but I choose to do this. Amen? Humble yourself. And he took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of man. He humbled himself. Jesus Christ was a man. Amen. How many know that? He walked the earth. Amen. He was touched with the feeling of our firm. He went through everything that a human person go through. So we won't have excuse to say we can't go through that. Amen. Became the perfect sacrifice. But like I said, when he was on that cross, he said, before he went to the cross, he had to pray it through. Some things you got to pray through to get through them. Can I get a witness? I said, some things you have to pray through to get through them. If you don't pray through them, you'll never get through them. They'll hang around you all your life. Amen. Amen. Whatever the bondages, you got to pray to get breakthroughs. Amen. And whatever bondage the devil got you bound with, that will hang with you till you leave here. Amen. Till you pray it through. You got to pray it through. You got to constantly cry to the Lord about this thing. Whatever's ailing you, you got to pray it through. Amen. Jesus prayed it through. But he was able to go to the cross for the sins of the world. And it said, verse 8, and being found in fashion as a man. Remember, he was a man, Jesus Christ. So we can't say, well, he was God. He wasn't flesh and blood like me. Yes, he was. Amen. He told the disciples when he rose from there, he said, a spirit don't have bones. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. And he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. There's some things that we need to bring to death in our life. Somebody give God the praise. Amen. You got bad habits. You got issues. You got things you know God's not pleased with. You need to bring a death to it. Amen. They say he became obedient. You got to be obedient to the Lord till you bring it to a total death. Whatever that's ailing you, amen. Glory to God. You got people sitting in churches all over today. You'd be surprised if the Lord would just open up their life before everybody. A lot of people, glory to God, most people that go to church, they're not even really saved. Amen. In other words, they're not set free. They're not delivered. They don't have Christ on the inside. He's on the outside. Glory to God. They need a word like to be preached to them. The word will clean you, amen. The word will set you free. If you're not hearing something to clean you, you're not hearing something to perfect you, you will not be perfected. Amen. The Bible says we're clean through the word. And you got to continue to, even myself, we got to continue to hear God's word and to obey God's word for you to stay delivered. You don't hear God's word in your ear on the regular, you don't do what he say do, your flesh come back on you. Somebody give God the praise. Glory to God. Sometimes you want to fellowship with this and fellowship with that. Let's tell me, guess a reason why God don't want you to fellowship with a whole lot of mess. Amen. Because you get the stuff on you. Amen. And I feel like this, for as I'm concerned, if I'm going to live for the Lord, I'm going to live saved. If I'm not, I'm just going to be out there. Amen. That's the way I feel. That's when God delivered me. I got saved when I was about 24 years old. And my parents were saved a long time. They both deceased now. They were saved. And they always, you know, the people in church, they always encouraged you, come on, be saved. But I used to think like, boy, I don't know if I could live that straight life. That's what I used to think. And I'm thinking like, but God saved me at 24. Amen. And I always think I'm not coming over here. Amen. Sacrificing my life and time and still going to hell. I'm going to go to hell. I'm going to do whatever I thought I'm think I'm big enough out there to do. I'm not coming up here and think I'm, I want to know. We're supposed to live like we know that God, that with heaven is our home. Amen. Everybody should live like that. Every day you take a breath, get up, take a breath, and God is good. If you say you're saved, you need to know if God will take you today, you're going with him. Amen. If you don't know that, then you need to get it right. Amen. Glory. I want to know every day that heaven is my home and something that he wants to take me out of here. Give God the praise. Amen. Glory to God. You know, a word like this is you're not hearing a sound word. God got people to preaching, but it's rare. You don't hear a sound word. That's why people are going back to their sins. They're going back picking up this, going back picking up that. Because it's the word, honey, that keeps you straight. Amen. You stop listening to the word. You stop eating the word. It's like you eat food. You don't feed yourself. You don't feed yourself no food. You're going to fade on out of here. Malnutrition. And if you feed yourself junk food, you're still going to get all kinds of diseases and stuff. Uh-huh. Amen? More people today are worrying about their health more than anything. They're trying to eat right, trying to exercise. They're doing more of that than they did a long time ago. A long time ago, they used to eat fat back and everything, and just to that early ages. Fat back, grease, and everything. It's because it was good. It's stored all up. It's eat all up. Blood pressure going up. Having blood pressure. A lot of people died with no wisdom at an early age. Yeah. But nowadays, people trying to work it out, work it in, do everything. Amen. Trying to, you know. But I'm just saying, if you eat this junk all the time, you're a junk eater, you know, you put that in your system, that's all you're going to have is a bunch of junk. Amen. You put some real food in you, amen, you're going to be strong. It'll keep you from diseases and stuff. You got to watch what you eat. Amen. You eat it. You eat junk. You will be junk. Amen. And it won't be no strength to you. Amen. We got to have things to keep us. And we say we're the ones that trying to be to stay saved. The Bible says judgment must begin at the house of God first. If the righteous scarcely make it, where are the sinners going to dwell? Amen. Amen. You got to fight over here to stay saved. Amen. You got to fight over here to walk right. You just can't get up one day or what every day. I'm walking right, doing right for the Lord. Cause that old devil somewhere around trying to slip you up all the time. Amen. So you got to have the word in you so much that when you can't even get a hold of a Bible, then when the temptation comes your way, the word just pouring out at you. Amen. Saying, don't go here. Don't do that. Amen. But it won't do that if you're not hearing it. Amen. The Bible said faith come by hearing and hearing come by the word of God. How can they preach it? How can you hear unless you hear it preach? How can a preacher preach unless they sin? And everybody, I'm not disclaiming, like I got our word. Everybody don't have the word of deliverance. Everybody don't have that word. They're talking about everything else but the word. They're talking about fill me up. Amen. They're talking about give me a Cadillac and give me a house and just bring the money on. They're talking about that. They ain't talking about nothing for your soul. Somebody give God the praise. Because you had to pay a price to be to have something to say. Everybody stand up behind a pulpit, they don't mean they got nothing to say. Amen. And they might not have the right food for you. Amen. Amen. You can have food. I can go to a buffet. Amen. But, or I can go there, but it might not be the right food I want to eat. You might go somewhere else and say, this is the right food. This is right for me. Well, you need to pick the right food that's for you if you want to survive. Amen. Because there's a famine already in the land for the word of God. Amen. You want it. Amen. You want to, because this is some times that we all, amen. You might not have nobody that you can call. You might be able to look to the left, to the right, and you just need God. Amen. You're going to have to know how to get a hold of God by yourself. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. Hallelujah. And it says, one man in the book of Romans, one man esteemed one day above another, and another esteemed another day alike. Somebody might esteem one day this way. Somebody might esteem another day, might do something another way, day that way. Maybe they do different things. Then you got some people do things alike. But it say, let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. Amen? Yes. Had to be fully persuaded. In other words, to be fully persuaded, fully, the word fully means to be completely, entirely. See, when you're completely, entirely, you won't be moved. You won't move all over the place. You'll be steady. You'll grow stronger. Your roots get deeper. Can I get an amen? I say, when you're steady, when you're fully persuaded, that means you're sound. And that's what God wants us to be, a sound mind. This is the worst generation that I've ever seen. Way back in the day, people used to be more sound-minded than they are. People all over the place nowadays. Can't even fool with them too much because you be all over the place right with them. Amen. The sound, he wants you to have steadiness and not serve the Lord in your own intellect. Be found having your own righteousness, but it's not the righteousness of God. Being fully, completely, entirely, altogether, totally, completely persuaded. In other words, if nobody else want to serve God, and they don't, they serve God this way, that way, and they don't want to serve God right, I'm fully persuaded that I'm going to serve him the way he wants me to serve him. I'm not getting off course from nobody. And our former pastor used to say, keep your eyes off of people, because sometimes you get your eyes on people, you go under. Amen. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Amen? Amen. That's why they say one man esteemed it one day above the other, and another esteemed it every day alike. People do different things. But it says, let every man be fully persuaded. And it's like God wants us to have full persuasion. Can I get amen? Amen. And the time we're living in, it's not a lot of that going on. People got the mentality up here, the mental area in people's minds are all over the place. People can't even hold a conversation 1 minute before they're talking about something else. They just not straight up here. Yes. Amen. They don't keep jobs. They don't keep cars. They don't keep nothing. Everything just moving around. They moving around. Yes. Amen. No steadiness. Because it all stopped right here. Amen. Yes. Well, God wants you to have stable mind. That's healthy. It's healthy to have a stable mind. Amen. And it says, that's why he said, let this mind be in you, which also in Christ Jesus. It said, let every man be fully persuaded. Amen. When you make sound decisions, you should make a sound decision. You shouldn't be one thing 1 minute and nobody can understand. Nobody can put confidence in nothing you say because you're all over the place. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. You will be the one that they will not hire because they'll be looking at, can I depend on this person? Are they steady? Are they consistent? Amen. You be consistent with God. God will be consistent with you. Sometimes our prayers don't get answered because we are not consistent enough with God. Amen. When you're consistent with God, you can get a flow of results and a flow of answers from God. The things you've been waiting. But if you 1 minute, you up on top of the ceiling. The next day, you just take a plant and move it all around. You take a plant and move it over here, move it over there. I think that plant going to die. It's moving all over the place. No steadiness. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. Amen. If any time you want to keep your mind steady, this is the time to do it. I'm telling you. You got to get you because it's gonna be some great hurricanes. I ain't talking about outside hurricanes. Some hurricane spirits gonna come and wipe some things out in this world. You got to know which direction you're going. Amen. You might see people going 10,000 people going that direction. You better be knowing the direction that I'm going steady. Is it? I'm weathering this storm, but I'm going steady. I don't care what they're doing over here, but I'm going steady. Yeah, I don't care what they're saying. I don't care what they look like. God told me to do it this way. Somebody give God the praise. And you'll keep your right mind. Glory to God. You'll keep your right mind. Amen. All right, we're wrapping it up. In verse chapter 8. Anybody enjoying this? Give God a praise. Glory to God. Being fully persuaded in your own mind. You know, I had a situation that even happened to me out there on my training site, and I ain't even thought no more about it. They ain't say no more about it. I ain't thought no more about it. Because they was talking about, they may be moving me to somewhere else, but they never to say where. What I said, Lord, they back and forth to the thing. I'm going to let them have it. They can keep it. I'm just going to come in every day until they tell me different. Somebody give God the praise. I got to have peace. I can't be all rocking all over the place. I don't even like to be dealing with people all over the place. As I get older, I don't have tolerance for that. Amen. That'll drive you crazy. People, you got people in your family, and why they'll drive you crazy. If they mind crazy, they'll drive you crazy. You got people, you got to watch who you connect with. They will drive you crazy. People, unstable people. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. Yes. Amen. I want to be able to function. You got your right mind, you can function. Amen. You can put your car keys in the ignition, not on top of the car, so to speak. Had to throw that one in there. Amen. You can be in your right mind, open up the door. Amen. You'd be so out of your mind, you'd be shaking and trembling to try to get the key to do that on a regular. You need to go get some help. Amen. Somebody get God to praise. Stableness. The world need to hear it. Stableness. Amen. Amen. I can say a lot more to that, but I'm telling you, because you see people every day, they ain't in their right mind. And I say, Lord, help them. And I say, I'm asking that he'd help them. I say, Lord, keep me. Amen, because you got to consider yourself, because you can be in your right mind one minute and you be off key. Amen. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. Amen. Jesus. Amen. Don't let nobody pull on you if they ain't in the right mind either. Amen. Amen. All right. And this is last scripture. Say, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? The Lord is saying, who are you going to let separate you? Or what are you going to let separate you? Because there's things out here in this life can separate you from the love of Christ. People can separate you from the love of Christ. It said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? And it went on to say, shall tribulation? Sometime when you're suffering, going through trials and tests and distress. The tribulation is distress, trouble, heartache, misery, sorrow, pain, all kind of suffering. Sometime when you're going through that, amen, if you don't watch it, you'll start drawing back from the Lord. Somebody give the Lord a praise. I said, so you'll start drawing back from love. You don't mean no harm, but the devil done already told you, God is letting you go through this, all this heartache. He can fix it. Why he haven't fixed it yet? And, oh, you don't feel like going to church. You don't feel like, and you blame it all on the Lord. He said in the world you're going to have tribulation, but in me you're going to have peace. God didn't promise you that everything was going to be peachy keen. He didn't promise you a rose garden. Amen. He lets you know you're going to have some trouble. Amen. But he lets you know I'll help you with that trouble. Yes. He said, who shall separate us from? Some people are so quick to quit. Yep. So quick to just drop it. I can't take this no more. You keep being like, God cannot use you. He can't depend on you. You dropping stuff all the time. Amen. Amen. You got the perseverance. Amen. You're a soldier in the army of the Lord. You go on. You was in Vietnam somewhere, and you can't be sitting by yourself. Quick, you get your head blowed off. You better be following instruction, know what to do in those times. Amen. Quitting is that's not an option. Amen. Quitting is not an option to none of us. If you want to make it to heaven, it's not an option, honey. You can quit today anymore and go to hell. You're not going to heaven if you quit, honey. Somebody give God the praise. I said you will not get to heaven if you quit. Because you quit, you didn't make it there. Amen. Amen. You got to press through some stuff. Sometimes your soul feel like it's in a rough battle. I've been in some areas even here late. My soul feel like it's just wrestling. Amen. Because doing the will of God versus all the stuff you go through. Doing the will of God. Amen. It's a press. People think the pastors that sit around there had nothing to do. The devil is a lie. Amen. The devil trying to pull the pastor. We like to pull the pastor off track. So you can, because some people, they hold so dearly on you. If you go under, you know they going under. Somebody give God the praise. And when you got something to say, the devil trying to get you all the time.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. Things get too tight for you. You got to turn your plate down. I say things, people don't talk about this no more. They talking about more eating and less fasting. Let's go eat. Let's go work it out. Let's go party. Amen. Have a party in church almost. Amen. And you need to fast, honey. You got some troubles coming against you. Amen. Amen. Sometimes you'll get some help in church, and sometimes you got to turn your plate down. Amen. Some things you can't tell nobody because too embarrassed. You better pray and ask the Lord to help you. Lord, put me on a fast. Don't worry about going 30 days. Let's go 30 minutes first. Do whatever you can do. Somebody give God the praise here. Bullshit. Telling you how to make it over here. What's the use of coming congregating and telling me what you know about Jesus? He's all right. Amen. And you're about ready to quit any minute. Amen. Come on, give God the praise in here. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Who or what creature is going to let you going to let separate you from God's love? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? It said, as it is written, for thy sakes we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Don't you know if you're living for the Lord, the devil's always nitpicking you and trying to harm you? You might be going through trouble in your job and your marriage. He's always trying to get you when you're doing something right for the Lord. That's a sign to let you know you're trying to serve God, because stuff always coming your way. He don't mess with people he already got. Amen. Amen. It said, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that love us. God said, through me, you are a conqueror over stuff that you can't even see yourself getting through. Somebody get happy about that. Let me say that again. I said, God said, you are a conqueror over things that you can't even see yourself getting through. You can't see on the other side how you're going to get through that. God said you are more than a conqueror. A conqueror is exactly what it is. A conqueror is someone, is a winner. It's a winner, and I'm a champion. Anybody's any champions today, you done champ through some stuff. Can I get some hands today? You done got through some stuff. Glory to God. Come on. Somebody else know you done got through some stuff, and you know if it had not been for the Lord God who was upon your side, you wouldn't have got through it. Glory to God. Somebody ought to give God the praise for it today. Glory to God. That time behind you. Hey. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. And when you get through that stuff, you got to say, I'm fully persuaded. That didn't get me, so the next thing is not going to get me. That didn't get me, then the next thing not going to get me. That didn't get me, then the next thing. I'm fully persuaded. I am convinced in my mind. I am not going back. Can I get some people that persuaded in their mind, step to your feet, act like you come to praise him and say, I'm convinced, I'm persuaded. Come on, give God the praise in here. I'm persuaded that neither death or life, no angels or principalities, no powers or things to come, no height or depth, no any other creature shall be able to separate me from the love of Christ. Somebody ought to get happy about it. Ought to give God the praise. I come too far and I can't go back. I come too far and I won't go back. I press, I press, I press, I press to the mark of a high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. God brought me a mighty long way. And I know he didn't bring me this far to leave me now. God set my mind free. God set my body free. God has set me free every day. I said, God has yet set me free every day. Hallelujah. More than a conqueror through Christ that loved me. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to praise him in here today. Might be distressed sometime, but I'm persuaded. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I might not have what I want to have, but I'm fully persuaded. I'm going to cry my way through here. I'm going to cry out to God. When I get in some hard places, I'm going to cry out to God. I want to tell Jesus all about my troubles. And he's going to hear my faintest cry. And he's going to answer me by and by. I press. Can somebody say, I press? I press. I press to the mark of a high calling. I'm not going to be halfway where God want me to be. I'm going to be all where God want me to be. Somebody give God the praise. Glory. Somebody lift your hand and praise him. Come on and praise him in here. Come on and praise him. Y'all praise him. I done preached praising. Glory to God. Glory to God. The devil might slip his feet out trying to trip me up, but I'm fully persuaded God's going to make a way of escape that I'm able to bear. God said he won't be let me be tempted above than I'm able to be. But God's going to make a way of escape that I'm able to bear. Somebody ought to give him a praise. There's no temptation that's taken you, that's taken me, that's uncommon to man. But with that temptation, God going to make a way of escape that I'm able to bear. God going to get me around that situation. God going to get me through it. Glory to God. Somebody praise him. Glory to God. Somebody give God the praise. Somebody give God the praise in here. Come on, everybody, close your eyes and lift your hands up to the Lord. Think about what God has got you through. Think about